Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Seaver Show. Today, we're diving into a little sports betting topic here. We don't have any parlays for you today. Just an interesting little odds matchup that Austin actually found for us, if you want to break it down.
Yeah, so I saw an interesting post on DraftKings. I found the odds. Turns out the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Dallas Cowboys both have equal plus 900 odds to win their respective sports championship. I figured since both of these teams have all the media behind them basically every single year to win and the pressure to win, neither of them has won recently. So I figured we'd get into this and figure which one would you take at plus 900 and why?
So this one was hard, just like you said. The Cowboys haven't won since the 90s, and the Leafs haven't won it since 67. So it's been neither of them have won it in a year that starts with two. But after going through, looking at all of it, kind of looking at the trends this year, and then just looking at kind of the leagues themselves, and even though winning a Super Bowl or a Stanley Cup isn't easy, I kind of looked at it as statistic or like, in history, which one has been easier to win? And I think that's the Super Bowl. So I'm picking I would pick the Cowboys at plus 900. Because once again, they have one of the best rosters from top to bottom in the entire league. It's hard not to put them, like they say every year, this is our year. I mean, yeah, it could be, and it should be, but you guys never find a way to get there. But between these two teams, I would pick them. It's just a matter of, I mean, Dak's a system quarterback, needs to get the ball into his playmakers' hands. You got Pollard, Zeke, Lamb, Gallup, Schultz, OBJ, question mark. We'll see what happens with that. And then obviously the defense is stacked at all three levels as well. And then looking at the Leafs side, even though Marner and Matthews tandem is having a great start to the year, they got 72 points combined. It seems like one, if not both of them, fall off come playoff time. It just seems like their offense kind of sputters out come playoff time. Even though after the departure of Jack Campbell, they've had a big hole to fill in the net. And it seems like they found their guy in the meantime with Ilya Samsonov. He's got a 9-2 record, NHL best, 1.70 goals allowed per game right now. So the Maple Leafs look like they're close to getting over that playoff hump of finally getting out of the first round. But in my eyes, I don't think that they have what it takes to win the cup this year. So if I had to pick between the two, I'd say Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you simply just on the first point that you made, the degree of difficulty in order to win the championship. In football, you have to win four postseason games, three if you're the number one seed.
Yep.
In hockey, you got to win 16.
Yeah.
So just the degree of difficulty, just in the order of sheer games you have to win, that stacks the odds against the Leafs, you know, as far as taking them in the bet. Then, like you said, Dallas, they add T.Y. Hilton. Jerry Jones just made the comment yesterday that they are indeed adding him, OBJ, to the roster. That should be happening on Monday, I believe. He's signing a deal for $1 million just to do basically rehab. They're not sure if he's going to be able to play at all, but he is going to join the team and do rehab and all that type of stuff, according to what I've read and the stuff that I've heard. That bringing in T.Y. Hilton and OBJ at this point, they're not looking for games. They're looking for one play. If they can make one play for them to help them get to that Super Bowl, that's all they need.
Right.
And they're set up perfectly, bearing tomorrow's game, excuse me. They can find themselves in a lot of trouble. I was just looking at it. They could easily lose these last four games in a row.
Yeah.
Go on the road, first round of the playoffs, could be out.
Yeah.
Or they could win out. Eagles could lose out. It's a wild handful of weeks left here. But, yeah, just pure degree difficulty. Cowboys, I would take as the easier chance to hit for that bet. And the Leafs, like you said, we've seen this with the Oilers for 3-4 years now. Two superstars, and I mean superstars, can't win you a Stanley Cup. It just can't. Right. You need two superstars, you need a goalie, you need a couple veterans that play well. Like, you just need the perfect mix of guys. Where in football, you could have a lights out quarterback. We've seen Tom Brady, we've seen Eli Manning, we've seen quarterbacks do it before, play out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need in a football game,
right? And I think in hockey too. I think the trend, and obviously the Avs proved that last year. I think the trend, it's starting to get more popular. But Cale Makar, I think it, what every team needs to get the to go the distance is a do-it-all defenseman, a guy who can do it on both sides of the ice. Obviously, not there aren't Cale Makars just floating in the air that you can just go grab one. But if you can mold a guy or find a guy who's kind of that hybrid that you can build up to be kind of a two-way defenseman, like I think that that's the like the if you want to get that far, that's the missing piece. Like you said, it's not enough to just have two guys you can go score. Even having a decent goalie sometimes isn't enough. It's okay, what are your defensemen doing? And I think Cale Makar is a big part of that. And the Leafs obviously don't have that. They don't have a two-way defenseman.
Yeah, and it's really hard across the league. There's maybe four or five defensemen that I could name that I could put in that same two-way defenseman category of such, like Makar.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
So there's maybe five in the entire league. Yeah, when you don't have that, you just need more shutdown defensemen. You can't give up as many goals. When you do have the lead, you got to protect it. And that's where I feel like the Leafs have always ran into their problem. They try to get in these shoot, run and gun style games, 7-6, 6-5. They can score, get their goals that they need to hit, lock it down.
Right.
That would be my advice to them going forward, is just when you do have that lead, you're not taking your foot off the gas. You're just directing your game in a different direction and shutting them down, pucks in deep, every puck on net, that type of shit. Instead of, oh, we're up three. Okay, let's try to set up something really cool here and let's try to go up four.
Right. I get like for this year. So obviously both teams are plus 900 to win it this year. Should neither team win it this year, looking forward, who do you think, would you still say Cowboys future years have the best odds to win a Super Bowl? Or do you think that the Leafs, I guess, looking beyond this year, five-year window, who would have the best chance, do you think, to win their respective championship?
I think in that question, I think the Leafs have a better chance because they're going to make the playoffs every single year. Cowboys, I think they – when is Micah Parsons due up for a contract? After this next year? So this year, and then he has one more? Or is it after this? Whenever his contract comes up, that's when the Dallas Cowboys is over. That motherfucker's going to get so big of a bag. Other people aren't going to be able to stay. Like, yeah. It is what it is. Like, when you have a generational a player like that, you give him the bank.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, look at
destroys Roger, teams.
Rogers
that
in Green Bay. It's kind of the same
situation.
It destroys teams,
yeah. And that, real quick, I know we didn't really plan this, but did you hear about how Love already informed the Packers that if he doesn't plan to start next year, he's requesting a trade?
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think about that? I mean, I respect it. I would too if I was him. He's proven enough to me that he can play.
Yeah, when he's in there, he's either he slings the rock, he stays competitive, he doesn't turn the ball over that much. I mean, I don't blame him, and I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like after what game did he come in for? The Chiefs game last year. After him coming in and doing that, and the Eagles game as well this year, both of those games is enough to go off of to where, yes, he didn't win either of those games, but also first game he had a short week because Rodgers had to serve his one game suspension. And then this against the Eagles, you're going against arguably the best team in the league right now, and you're jumping in mid-game and being thrown to the dogs when you're down. And he still, like, watching that game, I was like, oh shit, they got a chance to come back. Obviously they come up short, but it's like, he's, you give him the right pieces, the right system. The playbook revolves around him. Like, cause the playbook they have revolves around Rodgers. So you plug Love into that, he's obviously not going to be to the best of his potential. You take Rodgers out of the picture, that playbook looks different. It's probably more simplified. Love is a little bit more mobile, so maybe you have a little more option, more bootlegs, stuff like that to get him moving out of the pocket. We don't know what that looks like yet, but yeah, I don't blame the kid for saying he wants out, because he's at that point where he can't ride the bench forever. He's eventually gonna go out of his prime. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be a really interesting offseason once again in Green Bay, and it all revolves around what's 12 gonna do.
And obviously it would be the best if they could come to some sort of agreement where Rodgers is like, hey, this is going to be my last year. Soak it up, everything that I'm going to teach you, because after this, it's you, kid.
Right.
Like, hopefully some sort of agreement can come to like that, because that would be nice if we could have Rodgers for one more year. Love gets one more year behind Rodgers. Like, if we lose, the Packers lose to the Rams, Love should play the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what Roger says, dude. Like, we all know what he can do. Like, at that point, you're just grandstanding. Let the young kid get in there and fuck get some reps.
Yeah. But
because at that point, that would make me seem like Rogers is scared that Love's going to take his job.
Yeah. But also it comes down to coaching. And I think LaFleur was asked that exact question. Should they be eliminated from the playoffs? Will we see Jordan Love play? And LaFleur kind of beat it around the bush. But like, his answer was, we're going to put the best guys on the field no matter what. So that sounds like Rodgers is going to stay in. So long as he thinks Rodgers has the upper hand on Love.
Or deserves it even.
Yeah. So, at least from a coaching standpoint, it sounds like Rodgers is going to stay in the rest of the year regardless. Yeah, I agree. If they get eliminated either this week or next week, whatever, whenever they get mathematically eliminated, I'd like to see Love get some reps too. But yeah, we'll again, like I said a minute ago, it's going to be three straight off seasons of what's Rodgers going to do. How, like, that's going to be a big question mark once again.
And what in the fucking fuck are the Vikings doing, dude? 23-0.
I'm glad we stayed away from the games today.
Kirk Cousins has 24 yards. Dalvin Cook's got 55. Number one receiver, Hockenson, 10 yards.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, wow. Go Colts, though. Eh. Good for them. I mean, a lot of people did predict the Vikings would dismantle like this, and it has been happening week by week by week by week.
Yeah. Too bad they waited this late into the season to where they're, well, heck, if they lose out the Vikings or the Lions win out, the Lions win the division.
Correct.
Let's go Lions.
Let's go Lions. Brand new Lions, dude. Even though I don't want them to beat the Packers and end the Packers season, like, to them be out.
I think
it's gonna happen.
I think the Packers win the next three games. It comes to week 17.
And the Lions beat their ass. And
the Lions beat them.
I think they beat their ass too.
Yeah.
Like, the Lions, they're almost getting a partial fan out of this guy. Like,
I've been secretly pulling for them for a long time.
Ever since MCDC's got there, and kind of like, obviously I've loved the Lions more and more since I started watching the Pat McAfee show because of Foxy. Like, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody talk about the Lions like that. Like,
right.
And now it's like MCDC coming in, the culture that he brought in, Jamal Williams, former Packer, a lot of former Packer players on their coaching staff. It's like, hey, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, they're exciting team to watch.
That's for sure.
But yeah, that'll wrap up this little extra segment for this week. Every week, yeah, you'll see our parlays posted on Saturdays, and every Wednesday you'll see episodes like this breaking down a specific topic about a parlay that we talked about with the Cowboys and Leafs. Other weeks we'll be breaking down top five lists of anything sports related. Basically, this is going to be kind of our other category. I'll either could be related to sports betting, could not be, but this is kind of going to be kind of our wild card episodes for the week. And those will be posted on Wednesdays at noon Pacific time.
And also don't forget, we do, since we are gambling degenerates, we do have bets going all week long at all times. So like I said, like we mentioned in our other episode, don't forget to go to DraftKings. Look us up, The Seaver Show, under betting groups, and follow us there. Add us as a friend. Tag along, ride with us on our bets. Give us some insight. We'd love to chat with you guys and kick it about sports. We hope you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you guys next week.